I hope you enjoyed the dinner. Wow, wasn't that great? I was just thinking, what a coincidence. 600 of us eating dinner together and all of us ordered the same thing.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I know this will surprise you, but I was not always a well-behaved child. I preferred firecrackers to my textbooks. And sometimes my mother would say, "Son, you're going to drive me to drink." I had no idea what that meant. The strongest drink my mother ever had was red rose tea. I was a problem in school, too. Often the principal asked if I would spend quality time with him in his office. He called me Smarten Up. I thought that was my name, Smarten Up Calloway. That's what teachers called me. So imagine the irony of me speaking next week to a large auditorium filled with school teachers. We're going to laugh. Then I'm going to read a story I came across that reminds us all of the impact we can have on a child. Like me, Teddy Stollard was a crazy kid. Disinterested in school, clothes wrinkled, hair never combed. When his teacher, Miss Thompson, spoke to Teddy, he answered with a mumble. He was just plain hard to like. She said she loved all the kids the same. But when she marked Teddy's papers, she got a certain perverse pleasure out of putting X's next to the wrong answers. And when she put the F's at the top of his papers, she did it with flair. She should have known better. She had Teddy's records. First grade, Teddy shows promise, but poor home situation. Second grade, Teddy could do better. Mother is seriously ill. He receives little help at home. Third grade, Teddy is a good boy, but a slow learner. His mother died this year. Fourth grade, Teddy is very slow. His father shows no interest. Just before Christmas, the kids brought Miss Thompson presents. Teddy Stollard's was badly wrapped in brown paper. When she opened it, out fell a gaudy rhinestone bracelet with half the stones missing and a bottle of cheap perfume. The kids giggled, but Miss Thompson shushed them. She put on the bracelet and dabbed perfume on her wrist. "Doesn't it smell lovely?" And the children agreed. After school, Teddy said softly, "Miss Thompson, you smell just like my mother, and her bracelet looks real pretty on you, too. I'm glad you liked my presents." When Teddy left, Miss Thompson got down on her knees and asked God to forgive her. The next day, the children were welcomed by a new teacher. Her name was the same, but she wasn't. She helped all the children, but especially the slow ones, and especially Teddy Stollard. Years passed, and a letter arrived. "Dear Miss Thompson, I wanted you to be the first to know I will be graduating second in my class. Love, Teddy Stollard." 4 years later, another letter came. "Dear Miss Thompson, they just told me I will be graduating first in my class. I wanted you to be the first to know. University has not been easy, but I liked it. Love, Teddy." 4 years later, "Dear Miss Thompson, as of today, I am Theodore Stollard, MD. How about that? I wanted you to be the first to know. I am getting married next month. I want you to come and sit where my mother would have sat if she were alive. You are the only family I have now. Dad died last year. Love, Teddy." Well, Miss Thompson went to that wedding. She sat where Teddy's mother would have sat. She deserved to. She had done something for Teddy that he would never forget. She believed in God enough to believe he could do something with a crazy kid and that she could have a part. You know, inside each one of us is the ability to encourage someone who's down. Will you bring grace and hope and a laugh to someone today? Listen to these wise words from Psalm 19. "How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Now, go ahead. Make someone's day.
Have you read the latest issue of Truth and Life magazine yet? You can find it online now at the Laugh Again website. Truth and Life is filled with encouragement and humor from Phil Calloway, plus a variety of engaging and life-relevant Bible-based articles from other ministry guests. You can even have it delivered to your home free of charge. Sign up today by calling 1-800-663-2424 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth.